Hey, this is Dimitris, the Curious Tanguero. My goal is to bring more people to tango and more tango to people. Today we're going to have a chat with Angela Nicadanza, the author of the book In Contact with Reality, Tango, a Dance Movement Therapy, Discussions with Rodolfo Tinzel. The book is currently available in Spanish, Italian and German, and if you're looking for ways to understand your tango and yourself, this book might be for you. It's also a wonderful book for tango teachers who want to understand the fundamentals of dance movement therapy and enhance their classes. If you haven't followed this podcast yet, look for the follow button. It's free, it's fun, you're going to learn many ways to improve your tango. Also, please consider joining the Curious Tanguero newsletter at thecurioustanguero.com. Let's start.
So Angela, I love it when people with expertise in different fields, they bring that expertise into tango and help us understand tango in a deeper way. So before we get into that, I would like to ask you if you can share a little bit about your tango those days. How is it going?
My tango these days, in these days, I just came back from Bologna where I teach a workshop about tango and gestalt. Bologna is in Italy, so I live in Berlin and I travel where I need to go. So my tango these days is very rich indeed. I feel very rich, not about money, but about experience that I did with my group. It's a small group, but it's a great group. And we went to Milonga on Friday, the first day of the workshop, and it was also nice. It's always interesting to check how we would like to have the Milonga and how it is indeed in the
Absolutely.
Reality. But I say always we should take it as an exercise. And for me, tango is really an exercise.
An exercise in what?
An exercise of connection, an exercise of concentration, an exercise like to keep my center and my axis, even if I don't feel, we never feel completely comfortable. No, never is not true, but sometimes we don't feel comfortable with it. Can happen. And what I do with this is the question. What I do when I don't feel comfortable?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. I would like to ask you, so you wrote a book. How did the idea for the book come up?
So the idea indeed was of my teacher I was writing with. I didn't want to write a book at all. I was just looking for someone to explain me why tango is moving me so much, is teaching me so much about myself, about my relationship. So I met the teacher, that is Rodolfo Tinzel. And I connect with the Sistema Tinzel and Los Tinzel, that's a couple who was living in Buenos Aires and teaching there, and grounding SETBA, that's a three years school about tango, and also grounding a studio Tinzel. This is a kind of labor of people like me who have some questions. So I landed in an improvisation seminar with Rodolfo, and I was thinking, okay, this teacher can help me. And we started to work. I stayed there. I moved in Buenos Aires for 4 months. And I was just exchanging my know-how about dance movement therapy and asking him, what do you think? What has to do with tango? Do you think a tango can help in this case? Or what do you think this exercise of dance therapy can be useful in tango? And after a while, he told me, look, we have so many material. You wrote so much, so you have to publish a book now. So I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to publish a book, because to publish a book is a lot of work. I just wanted to have material for my work, indeed, to know more about how to use tango in my work of dance movement therapist. So that's the short story about why
For people who don't know what is the DINSEL system, what would you say?
Yes, the DINSEL system is a system of different disciplines. That means pedagogy and history and mechanical anatomy and how to use the body, anthropology, psychology. They mix a lot of disciplines, and the idea is how to transmit in the best way the tango. It means also how to perform in the best way, how to teach. Sometimes the two things are not the same. It means you can be a great performer, but not a great teacher. You can be a good teacher, but not a great teacher. So the Sistema DINSEL try to give tools. And what I find it's great in the Sistema DINSEL that doesn't create a style. So we in the Sistema DINSEL we have a form. It's true, there is a form in the dance, but nobody has the same style. The people coming out from the Sistema DINSEL or from a studio are very different. So there are not like clones. So because in the Sistema DINSEL is the idea is that you find your own way, your own tango. So I arrived as a dance movement therapist, and he gave me my way to go through the tango. Maybe other people arrived and they got different instruments. And then I think maybe now is not so special anymore, luckily, but at the beginning, the Sistema DINSEL was special because of the 50-50. So the same value of the masculine role and feminine role. That we don't say leader and follower, but in the Sistema DINSEL we speak about roles. And these the same value, the same weight, and the freedom. So I just arrived in an improvisation seminar where I didn't get any steps, any figures, any structures. But I got a lot of tools how to improvise, how to find my way, how to find the freedom in the couple and in a community.
You mentioned that you came from a background of movement therapy?
Yes.
What is that?
So dance movement therapy is indeed like psychotherapy. that use movement and dance and words. So it's not only dance and movement. We always verbalize what is happening in a session. And when I have to find a short definition is, it's a therapy who try to integrate the body and the mind and the feeling. So, and the body is the first tools that we use. It's not always possible. Many people are not connected with their own body. So we think we use the body sometimes, but we are not really connected with. And in a dance movement therapy, we try to connect it again, like baby. No? That's why we work a lot about the development of the child. So we work a lot, and this all the time that we have in the belly of our mothers and after this. So the movement, the original movement and the original connection in the body. I don't know if clear enough what I said.
So for me to understand better, if a person comes to a tango class with you, for example, and you can sense that they're not connected with their body, they don't have awareness how they move, how would that first class look like?
So first I have to tell you, I don't give a poor tango class. I always say I'm not a tango teacher, so I think enough about tango, but I'm not a tango teacher. There are a lot of tango teachers much, much better than me. So, but I use tango to reach other things. So people coming to me are not looking just for tango because they know that it will keep a lot of time to learn tango with me. So it's different if I have a group or if I have a private class. Private session, but of course the first time is to feel the body, and so to get some images to feel the body. I like an image that it's like put oil in the joint, let oil flow in every joint, in the spine, in the hand or in the feet. So through images, people can also imagine. So mentalisieren is in of Deutsch, mentalizing maybe in English, their own body in a different way. That means also feel. So, and then I try to give some structures of tango that where they can use also this kind of feeling. So I connect always a perception of the body and some structures. And then I ask the famous question of every dance therapist, how do you feel? How does it feel? How does it feel this movement or this exercise? What happens in the connection? How does it feel the connection? So more or less it's like
this. This is wonderful. And visualization is something that we unfortunately don't use so much in tango. And this kind of thoughts like putting oil in and understanding how your movement would be if everything was connected, you know, in the wrist level through oils and everything. It's like, it's something that can be very helpful for some people, especially for some people who can visualize things inside their body, and if they have a little bit of understanding of their own biomechanics and you know where the bones are connected, which muscles are working, this can work even better, I guess. During your answers, you never use the word tango therapy, which is quite popular those days. Is there a reason?
Yes, there is a reason. No, I don't use tango therapy. Because I am a dance movement therapist and I am a gestalt therapist who use tango in my work. And I like to not to mix because I like tango so much. I know that tango is not always useful. It's not per se, it's not a therapy. Is a dance, and if you don't use it in a conscious way, it's not useful at all. It can be not a therapy at all. Yes, I don't like to mix the two disciplines. I know that in tango there is a lot of potential and a lot of my teacher say how the tango is built, how we construct the tango for this way to construct the tango. There is a lot of potentiality or a lot of tools for the therapy, but the dance is a dance. So it means for the dance, I need to go to a tango teacher that teach me how to move, how to use my feet or to use my body, how to align my spine, and many things I can mix, but it's not the same. So yes, that's why I don't use the word tango therapy, but I love to call me a dance movement therapist. We use tango in. That's why every people say, how do you call your work? I don't call my work tango elements in the therapy for me. I feel better like this.
So what you're saying is that tango has the tools to be a therapeutic tools, but only if we use it in a conscious way. Did I understand correctly?
Yes, exactly.
Right. So I'm trying to phrase the question. So if a person feels during the dance that they are able to release some negative emotions, is that not considered already part like of the therapeutic process?
Do you mean in a milonga or in yes. my class?
In a milonga.
I don't think that the milonga is a therapeutic process. The milonga can be healing. I can feel good in the milonga. I can feel good also if I go jogging. Jogging?
So, running.
Running. So it's healing. Yes, it can be healing. But the therapeutic process is a different thing. You need a therapist that is a catalyst of your what are you doing and ask you in the right way and in the right time what is happening. Do you want to speak about it? It's not just the dance movement therapy is not I go dance then I feel better. Because that I can do it in a milong. I go dance and then I feel better, or not. Not always. No? it's a different, it's not a therapeutic process. It's a healing process, it's a well-being, so I feel better. It's yes, I don't deny this. Dance is let us feeling better.
That's wonderful. I really like this distinction between a therapeutic process and some just moments of healing or some moments that we feel better. And when you talked about running, I thought maybe running has also tools for therapy if we use it in a conscious way.
Yes, yes. I mean, running is, I think every discipline, if you go deep in the technique and then the disciplines as therapeutic tools.
All right.
Tango is complex, no? Tango is a very complex discipline. How it is, the construction of tango is very complex. You know, if you dance, you know, you need a lot of time to learn. And that's why tango has, for me, more tools. And then tango has also a very special kind of connection that obliges us to keep there, to stay in the connection. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And this is interesting for me. I have to tell you something that it was always the things that my clients find like, oh, I have to do this. So they have to keep their center, so they have to feel themselves, so to be in touch with themselves, and at the same time, they have to communicate with another person. And this is the things that they find more difficult at all. So normally we are inside or outside, but this kind of concentration, so I am, in German we said bei mir, I am with myself, but I am also with you.
I like this duality. I would like to get a little bit deeper into the book itself. So the title is In Contact with Reality, Tango and Dance Movement Therapy and Conversation with Rodolfo Dinsel, right? And yes. At the moment, if I understand correctly, it's available in German, Italian, and Spanish. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Any English translations in the near future?
In the future, maybe. Now it's I have in the end of the 2023 is in the last one is in Spanish that I love very much because it's the language I use with my teacher, and I publish it in Buenos Aires. You know, it's a very it's not so easy to translate, because there is a lot of very specific vocabulary that it's not so easy to translate with a translation program. The language of the dance movement therapy is very
precise.
Yeah, precise. So that's why it's slowly. Yes, but why not? I would like indeed.
Well, the good part is that most of the community actually understands Spanish. And it's, and I mean, the German community is huge as well. And for me, I started learning Spanish because of tango, because I want to understand the lyrics. And I think a lot of other people have a understanding of Spanish that's usually good enough in the tango community. But in any case, whenever the book is ready in English, I'm going to put a link somewhere under this this recording so that people can find that as well. I wanted to understand a little bit about the book itself. So for who is it written for? Who should read this book?
So first is for dance movement therapists or for therapists who has a connection with tango and who want to use the tango in a conscious way in their work. There is a lot of dance movement therapy material inside. That's why it's much easier for the dance movement therapist. But I think it's also useful for tango teacher who want to not just teach tango, who want to know that tango is bringing also other feeling with, and that they want to manage with this, so that like a kind of so useful to it can be useful to tango teacher to know how, okay, I am moving me in this field and I know that I have these elements in this field. It's not just teaching tango movement, but I am touching also other kind of feeling. And I think it's also useful for people who like me at the beginning. No? I was already working as dance movement therapist, and when I started to learn tango, I felt strange things in myself. And I was asking, oh, what is that? So there are maybe like you, also like that you ask yourself, what is that? What is this feeling now? Why is coming? And the book is a try to answer this. Why? What is moving? And there are scientific reasons for that. That is the nice things. There is not only magic. It's also magic, but the magic has the scientific reasons. That's why it's for curious people. It's also for patient people, I have to say, because it's a very dense. It's a very dense. It's an intensive book with a lot of information. So it's not a book that you can read while you are in the subway. So. So it's a study, it's for studying. But it's for people who want to go deep in the tango, in the tango.
I like this concept of helping tango teachers identify moments during their classes where I can actually provide more help to the students. They can actually use the opportunities that the class itself gives them to help someone. And it usually starts with awareness. First, they need to understand, okay, this is one of the points where I can apply this. This is one of the points where I can actually help a person beyond the step itself. And I think this is beautiful, because when you talk with most of the tango teachers, they tell you, well, half the class is like psychology, basically. You're dealing with people and the problems they bring, the hopes they bring. And I think it's wonderful if they can also have a tool that they can use at those moments and not just improvise to the best of their, well, to the best of their capabilities. I want to ask you, are there any counterintuitive ideas discussed in the book or approaches that work for tango that are not really common when you go to another tango class, for example, that you don't see those things happening during the class? But are there some kind of ideas discussed in the book that can be applied in tango that are not usually applied in tango?
I don't know if I understand your question. Tell me again. I'm not sure I understand what you...
Let me rephrase it. Let's take a tango teacher who hasn't read the book, mm-hmm. and he gives a class. And then we take the same tango teacher after he has read the book. What would you hope are the differences?
What I hope is the difference. Okay. It's maybe what you said at the beginning, to take more care about the perception of the body, the awareness in the body. How can I feel the body in a different way? And it's not only right, left, or mechanical things. Yes, I hope this. And I hope also that this is also the nucleo. I don't know in English.
The nucleus. The
one of
the
important things in my work, for example, when I work with people who are working with older people, and they have to learn a tango in 3 days, and I think, okay, what I shall teach them in 3 days, so that the attitude, how I get in touch with someone, is the first things. And I think in tango is very important. So how I can keep my axis and how I can go to another person with a loving, with, I use the word because I believe in it, with a loving attitude. It's not just moving bodies. And I think the most of the tango teacher already do it, but sometimes we forget it, that this inner aptitude is It's the most important thing in tango too. And it's also in the therapy, this loving, loving, caring attitude for the other person.
So this was for the tango teachers. For tango dancers that are really into their tango, into developing their tango, into understanding their tango, what do you think they could take from the book and apply it in their tango?
The same. Just this caring attitude for themselves, because in the book they will discover that tango is really a complex dance and they don't have to learn it in 1 week or in 1 month, that it took time and that many process, like a therapeutic process, just take time. So be caring with themselves, and so just be patient. Like reading the book. For reading the book, you have to be patient because there's really a lot of things inside. There are really a lot of things inside.
It feels to me like it's an experience to read this book. You sit down, you start reading, then you close your eyes, you lay down, you try things, you feel things, and then continue to the next page.
Maybe.
It kind of reminds me the I'm starting now to experiment with the Feldenkrais. So I'm going through the books, and it's quite interesting approach that I think, well, it's more disconnected from tango than what you are describing. But this experience of reading a book and really immersing into it, going page by page, giving time to yourself to actually understand what you read, to actually feel what you read, I think this can transform a book into a really life-changing experience.
I hope.
So the book is available in three languages. Where can people find it?
So the last edition is in Buenos Aires. So you can find it in Studio Dinsel. If you Google Studio Dinsel, or if you find in Facebook Studio Dinsel, and just get in touch with them and they have it. I have some copy also in Berlin, so I can leave you my link so I can send the copy also from Berlin in Europe. The German version is you can find it, just order it in by Logos Verlag. Logos Verlag is the publisher. And the same you can do it with the Italian. That's Ephemeria Verlag. I can let you the links of the different publisher. It's quite complicated, and also because the first edition was 2015, the Italian edition it was 2018, and now is more than 13 years for the Spanish edition. I will leave you every link if you want.
Wonderful. I'm going to put it around this this recording for sure. And I can't help but think that it'd be wonderful if some festival organizers or marathon organizers were inviting you to give at least like one session before an event. I think it can really change the experience and the perception of the participants. I don't know if the tango world is ready for that or not. I hope it is, but let's see. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much for sharing all those things with us. I really think that people like you who bring their expertise from outside tango, inside tango, and give us new tools to understand both ourselves and our tango, it's, I think you're a gift. You're a gift for the community. And I hope more people will be able to find your book, read your book, and apply what they read. Thank you so much.
Thank you too. You are also a gift to invite me for this podcast and speaking about my work. Thank you so much.
I hope that was useful. For more free tips, join the Curious Tanguero newsletter. If you're serious about taking your tango to the next level, this might be a very interesting newsletter for you. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to Amazon and buy the book When the Embrace Whispers for yourselves, your tango friends, and your non-tango friends. Alternatively, please consider buying Tangofulness. Links and emails should be available somewhere around this content. Hugs and stay curious.